Maddie Miller, Amy Corey, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Now, the third annual Fort Wayne Fringe Fest is on the horizon. Maddie, in a sentence, what is a Fringe Fest?
It is a gathering of all kinds of arts and performance. It gives a place for people to have a venue to perform that they may not typically have.
Why does it appeal to your artistic sensibilities to have a festival like that?
Well, this is really great for the artists, which is very important to us. All of the ticket sales go directly to the performers, and I think that this really allows performers to be very experimental and think about new ways that they can interact with their audience.
So, Amy, fire performance has to be on the fringe of even fringe festival entertainment. I get that one. How did this come to be your personal means of expression?
I learned about the flow arts many, many, many years ago. And Fort Wayne did not have a fire community, and I was bound and determined to get one. So we gathered some troops up pretty much and became Pyroscope Entertainment a few years ago. And Fringe was our breaking point. That was where the community finally got to see who we are, what we are about, and how we were going about. And they helped us get to where we are today. So if it wasn't for the Fringe Festival, we wouldn't have had that opportunity.
Tell us what flow is, what fire dancing, pyro entertainment.
Okay. Flow arts is pretty much manipulation of any type of prop or object, like hula hooping, ice bin poi. We've got dragons that breathe fire, fire eaters, staffs. But we do day props. We do LEDs. So we do other alternatives to flow arts than just fire as well.
So arts, smorgasbord, original, rapid fire, interactive, uncensored. These are all common descriptives of the fringe persuasion. Is that what festival goers can expect right here in Fort Wayne?
Yeah, definitely. You never know what you're going to see at Fringe. There's 16 performers with a total of 27 performances. We have a lot of plays, both one woman, one man acts, as well as multiple people in a show. We have musicals, we have comics, and we also have local bands as well, and dance.
And then, of course, the fire activity, and that's a big deal. And about half of your performers are from the Fort Wayne area?
Yes, or surrounding small towns. And then the rest of the performers range. We have a performer from Georgia, performer from Kentucky, I believe, and Chicago.
And there should be something for everyone.
Yes, definitely something for everyone, including children. We have a free youth theater performance this year, which is great.
Yes, it is. And what a good involvement for the performers as well as the attendees. Yeah, very clever. This is actually a week-long festival.
Yes.
And the whole thing starts with Fringe K.
Yes.
Let's just talk briefly about that. What is a Fringe
K? Well, it is our second annual Fringe K this year. It could be a walk. It's our take on a 5K, but it's like less than a mile and through the alleys of the neighborhood surrounding our Wunderkammer Company building. And they are hopefully wearing a ridiculous costume. There are four costume categories: best Indiana historical figure, best beard, best solo costume, and best group costume. They will all get trophies from La Hartz. We just really want to have a fun time to hang out with people and really have a goofy way to start off a kind of crazy week.
It sounds like you've got the perfect category then. Right,
yeah.
There at the front, that's for sure. In the lineup of fringe performances that you're putting out there this year, I do know that you have certainly alternative styles, not unlike the fire dancing that tend to be by their nature fringe, but what kind of entertainment do you have going on by traditional or conventional participants, and what kind of a performance are they giving you to be fringe-worthy?
Well, two of our dance groups have choreographed a specific dance performance for Fringe. So they're trying to think outside their own box and see what they can do that is more experimental on their side. And one of our plays, The Bloody Tambourine, will be featuring a live orchestra as well to go along with the play. There are people that have never really put on an act like that before. They just kind of thought that it might be an interesting, fun thing to do.
That certainly sounds exciting. And as regards fire spinning, Amy, do you do anything different?
We have to have fire permits. There's more involved with it for us. It's not just, hey, let's choreograph the show and let's do it. we will still have, you know, new choreographed items that never have been seen in our shows before. And we're going to give you something different every time you see Pyroscope. I mean, Fringe is the perfect performance festival for a fire troupe, really. And we've been resident artists for the Wondercomer for the last year. So just to be able to continue to support the arts and the facility is our main purpose.
And I don't think you could give a boring performance.
No, it's pretty exciting.
Maddie Miller is Fort Wayne Fringe Festival Coordinator, and Amy Corey is a member of Pyroscope Entertainment. They joined me today in the Madge Rothschild Studios. Maddie, Amy, thanks for making time for us in this busy pre-festival week, and best of Fringe Fest to you.
Thanks so much. Julia.